There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
Right, away we go. FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile. Glad to have you along. This hour, the phone number and the text line, the same it's been for 16 years. But if you're new to the game here, put this in your contacts, 343-0106. 343-0106 gets you through on the text line and also the phone line. All right, so I put that, and also with the FM Talk 106.5 app, you can always leave us one of those talk back messages. Just press the microphone icon right there on the front page, lets you record the message, emails it to the show. We can play it back right here on the air. So check that out. Hey, this segment of the show brought to you by Blue Water Yacht Sales and Service. That's my buddy Forrest at Blue Water Yacht Sales and Service. And yeah, maybe the first trip out wasn't perfect in the boat. It's okay. It's okay. Headed out for snapper season, something's not right. They're still doing service work. They got a Yamaha Master Tech on staff doing great work on your Yamaha engines, also working on Mercury engines. And if it's other things beyond just the engines, they do an inspection from bow to stern. So not only get the engines tuned up so the fuel efficiency is good, because even though gas prices are down, it's still a chunk of change when you fill up that tank. You can get the most out of it, in addition to an engine that runs. But bilge pumps, running lights, electronics, all that good stuff, they'll do that checkout. And if it's time for a new boat, oh my gosh, the Jupiters and the Regulators and the Bulls Bay, all in stock right now at Blue Water Yacht Sales. And you can check them out in two places, Orange Beach Marina and on the East I-65 Service Road here in Mobile. Online at bluewateryachtsales.net. Blue Water Yacht Sales, go check them out today. Get that work done before you go back out. The people on the boat told me they wanted you to me to tell you, take it in, get the service work done. All right. All right, without further ado, it's good to talk to this man. He is the host of Capital Journal and the brain trust behind Alabama Daily News. It's Todd Stacey. Hey, man.
Hey, Sean. How's it going?
It's good. It's good. You know, I was thinking with the schedule you keep, and this is a conversation I had last hour, and I had it yesterday. You know, when the New York Times hit piece came out against Elon Musk and said he was doing ketamine and ecstasy and all that, all those drugs, I'm like, it's going to make it tough for parents like me to say, hey, kids, don't do drugs, when they can go, well, I don't know, it's working for Elon Musk. So, I mean, I don't know. Are you on ketamine to be able to keep your schedule or whatever?
I don't even know what that is.
I had to learn. Yeah, I had to learn, too.
No, but I tell you, I got off caffeine years ago.
Oh, gosh.
Really just like coffee in the morning, because I was, especially in Washington, I was just so addicted to coffee. I mean, just, you know, probably 5 or 6 cups before noon. And so, and starting the Daily News, I would just drink like a whole pot of coffee, and I decided to get off of that, and I've made it so far, but in some of these busy months, like during session and everything, I do find myself like, man, what was I thinking? I need, it's okay to have a little bit of coffee. So I've gotten back, you know, to some caffeine, just not overdoing it like I used to.
Oh, good. Maybe one day I'll have the bravery to drop the Coke Zero habit, but for right now, I'm not going to talk about that.
Yeah,
I'm not ready. I've not reached rock bottom.
Coke Zero is, if that ever becomes illegal, I will buy it on the black market.
No, you'll be buying it for me, because I'm going to be a user and an importer. You know, I'll be one of those guys. So. a couple stories I want to talk about some stuff that came out yesterday in the email, but also today. Speaking of addictive things here, Alabama's new vape regulation law challenged as it takes effect. Walk me through this, because I'm hearing from one side, a friend of mine, she has a show on the station, how this is affecting her business, and a lot of the players in this, you know, who was the winner, and is this like a medical marijuana where they make a law and hadn't figured out all the problems with it? I mean, kind of walk us through this thing.
Yeah, well, so House Bill 8 passed this session. Representative Barbara Drummond, you know, who's run for mayor.
Yeah.
Oh, she's had this bill for 3 years. Her intent the entire time was to crack down on vaping amongst teens. And it kind of took different iterations over the years, but this one gets some of it, well, purportedly, right? This is her intent, was to get some of the kind of sketchier products out of stores, out of gas stations, things like that. Because there is a difference. You can just walk in anywhere and see, like, you've got your kind of more mainstream Juuls and other things. And then you've got stuff that
Uncle is Grumpy's,
like from China or Mexico.
Uncle Grumpy's one hitter or whatever.
Sketchier products. Right. And so the intent was to kind of get those things off the shelf, only allow for FDA approved products. But most importantly, not allow anybody under 21 from buying these things. It eventually passed. But yeah, you gotta remember, this really impacts convenience stores, gas stations, convenience stores. And so that's who has now sued, the Petroleum and Convenience Marketers of Alabama. That's a trade association kind of known as the Jobbers. And so they've filed suit. And it's kind of twofold. One, they oppose the bill. They think there are some constitutional questions here. But their immediate goal is to delay it. They say, look, this is going into effect, and we don't have the regulations. We don't have the, you know, communication from ABC, from Alabama Beverage Control Board. That's who the bill, you know, puts the regulatory power on. We don't know what to do. And so I think they might succeed in getting that injunction just to delay the law. I don't know if they'll be successful at preventing it going into effect in the long run. But I it's hard to disagree with them in terms of saying, okay, this law just got passed. It's been like 2 weeks and we're supposed to know what to do, and there's no communication from ABC. So that's the long and short of it.
Okay. Yeah, that does happen from more than time to time in our state, right? Things are passed and then people are like scrambling to figure out how to deal with it.
Right. And so in this trade association, I mean, the convenience stores, they kind of have a double whammy this session, because it's not just the vape products, but all the Delta 9
CBD
hemp
stuff,
products are also, you know, being made illegal as well. So, you know, not to say it's bad policy. I think a lot of this is well-intentioned, and obviously the legislature intended to do it. The governor signed it into law. But that is their business. That, you know, they're making money off some of these things. So it shouldn't be a surprise to anybody that they're upset about some of these laws passing. They opposed these things during the session, but unsuccessfully. So now it goes to court, like it always does.
Well, exactly. I mean, you know, you talk about good intentions. The road to hell has got a big paving job on it with good intentions, because we pass these things and then it's all hung up in court. I mean, I can point at medical marijuana. You know, these things are like, just stay in court. Like, I don't know if they check these things before they say, okay, if we pass this law, what will be the knock-on effects of these?
Yeah, and that's a great point, because it's, you know, how we talked about later in the session how all these bills were backed up to the very end, and they have to pass them all pretty rapidly at the very end, and that's a recipe for bad news, because then, you know, one of the great parts of the process is the executive amendment process. You know, the governor can veto, but she more frequently sends back an executive amendment, because her legal team has gone through. And by her legal team, I also mean like the department lawyers, like all the agency lawyers, that's what they do all day, is specialize in some of this stuff. But if it's at the very end of the session, that means that's essentially a veto, and that then they have to start all over next session. So typically they won't, you know, send back an amendment or things like that on the very last day. That's what happened this session. I'm not saying bad law got made, but it's not a great idea to wait to the last minute and pass all these laws, because then there's, you know, very little time to go check them. But the medical marijuana point is a really good one. I think that law was I mean, clearly it probably had flaws, but really the process was what was flawed.
It's Byzantine. I mean, it really is, to stand on the outside and look at it. It's Byzantine how this is done, and people get the license or don't get the license.
Right, but the commission screwed up.
Yeah, it bothers me.
Yeah, the commission screwed up at the very beginning, and it's kind of like the princess and the pea. Like when there's one problem, there's one little, you know, stone at the very bottom, it impacts everything on top. And so they screwed up the process for scoring those applications at the very beginning, and that led to, they could have started over. I wish they would have, and just gone to a professional process, but they didn't. They tried to kind of, you know, power through. And so now look, the courts in Montgomery have, you know, given them the right to move forward, but it's still a complicated process. And the reason why that matters, look, that law was passed back in 2021.
Yep.
I mean, think about that.
And the people that were waiting
for 4 years ago.
The stories and the people that called me that needed this back then, even talking to Senator Melson back then. And here we sit in 2025 and they haven't had a thing.
And that's what led to this hemp industry, right? Because when they passed the hemp bill, I guess that was 2019, that was all about agricultural products, right? It was about rope and clothes and things like that. It wasn't about, there was nothing in that law that was supposed to lead to consumable marijuana products, but, and yet it has. So all the stuff you see in the drugs or the convenience stores now, the Delta 8, the cannabinoid stuff, there's a market for it because Alabama has not figured out a way to make the medical marijuana law work. So a lot of people are upset about this law that is regulating all that stuff and getting a lot of those products off the shelves. And the reason they're upset is like they were told that legal cannabis products were on the way, and they're not. And so it's you know, built up in this market. So I don't know exactly what's going to happen with that, but that's a great example. Again, I don't think it was all the law. I think the law probably was flawed, but man, the process the commission used to go about that was that they should have started over, and instead they try to power through a screw up from the very beginning. And that is, that has really been a mess.
Just joining us, talking to Todd Stacey from Alabama Daily News and Capital Journal. And it's like never that I tell Todd, hey, here's something you ought to look at. But as you were talking about Representative Drummond, who is also, of course, candidate for mayor here in Mobile, said we had a horrible event happen at the Sanger Theater on Sunday night at a girls' dance recital, kids' dance recital, with this shooting. And the city's trying to wrap our heads around it here. But a quote from Representative Drummond said, if elected mayor, she said, I will spearhead an effort by cities to demand the legislature repeal the open carry law, which is not the right word, but, you know, she's on a roll here, and empower municipalities to ban guns in public areas. I mean, that is, if elected mayor, she would spearhead an effort by the cities to demand the legislature repeal, let's just call it, the permitless carry law, and empower municipalities to ban guns in public areas. It's an interesting stand here for a mayoral candidate.
I mean, it that would not pass.
No, I don't, not a chance.
I mean, I'm sure that I was not aware of that shooting, by the way. I'm sorry, I'm not up on my news. Yeah,
it's a bad thing.
But first of all, I'm not sure that would fly with the other cities.
Right.
The Big Ten cities kind of do lobby together as a group. And they did this year and in years past lobby for the Glock switch ban, right, that everybody agreed with. And they were instrumental in getting that passed. But something like that, I don't think, first of all, you'd never get something through the legislature that would allow cities to ban
right
firearms. That's just not going to happen. It sounds like more campaign rhetoric than anything else.
Yeah, y'all remember when the legislature told Birmingham they couldn't set a new minimum wage? Believe me, they're not going to let them change things on gun laws. Hey, before we wrap up, and it was just a couple minutes, but this was from yesterday's email. It really caught my attention. It's the big, beautiful bill doesn't extend enhanced ACA tax credits that could harm Alabama. Can you explain this to folks?
Yeah, so I can do my best. What I really should do is get Alex Engel, who wrote the story and has been digging into this, to explain it, because she reported this from Capitol Hill. So we all know the big, beautiful bill is coming through. It's through the House, and it has a lot of cuts, right, including to Medicaid. They've got to find savings, and so Medicaid is the one area they're willing to cut some. Not a bunch, but some. But the deal is they're coming after these enhanced premium tax credits. And these are tax credits that you get if you're in a non-expansion state like Alabama. There's 10 non-expansion states. We're one of them. But if you are on the Affordable Care Act plans, if you're on Obamacare, you do get some tax credits if you are in a state like ours. This bill would scale those back. They're expected to expire at the end of the year. So Congress always kind of renews them and everything. They will not be renewed under this bill. And so that means, you know, a lot of Alabamians will lose that tax credit. And so therefore their health care costs will go upwards of 170,000 people. So, you know, that's tough. That's mm-hmm. tough for those folks. Congress has got to find savings somewhere in this bill. But, you know, when you find savings, when you make cuts, somebody is affected. And in this case, it's going to be those people in non-expansion states like Alabama whose health insurance is going to go up.
There you go. And look at this. I made it through a whole segment with Todd and didn't even ask him who our next senator would be. Of course, I'll save that for next week.
Well, yeah, it's early. We've got a long year.
All right. Tell folks where this email I keep referencing, how they get signed up so they themselves can read the words that y'all put up.
It's really easy. Just go to aldailynews.com, enter your name and your email, and you'll be on the list. And be on the alert for Capital Journal coming up this weekend, 7:30 on Friday and noon on Sunday.
Got a little teaser for this week?
Not yet, man. It's only Tuesday.
Okay. All right. There he goes. Todd, thanks, man. I'll talk to you soon.
Be good.
Coming right back. More Midday Mobile.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Mm-hmm. The Godfather. All right, 126 FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Segment of the show brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK. So that's my buddy Trey. Been talking about him for years and for good reason. A lot of people talk about him because they enjoy the service so much. It's a great thing to look at. If you'll go to like the Google reviews for 1-800-GOT-JUNK for here in Mobile and Baldwin counties, you'll see the hundreds of reviews talk about how great the service is. Let me point something out too. The internet is designed for people to complain. So when somebody does the flip side, it goes on to talk about how great something was. It's quite a testament. They stop and go, you know, I enjoyed that service so much, I'm going to stop and tell everybody else about it. We do that word of mouth, but it seems like people go on the internet to complain. Go see the people that are so satisfied. I can tell you personally how satisfied I am. People at this radio station, how satisfied they are with the service. And you can go look at people online that are people that you go to church with, school with, work with, that have used 1-800-GOT-JUNK. You got junk, you want it gone. It could be at your office, could be a storage unit, could be your house, could be outside your house. You know, like Trey reminds me all the time, it's not just stuff inside your house, Sean. We move above ground pools and swing sets and storage buildings and all that stuff. Well, they can do it for you as well. And making an appointment, pretty darn easy. I've done it online, but you can do it on the phone. Their name is the number, 1-800-GOT-JUNK, or the website, 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. They'll find the day that works for you, the time that works for you. They set an appointment. You show up, they're there, and your job is to point at the junk you want gone. They look at it. They quote your price right there on the spot. If you say yes, they say, okay. They get to work and get it done right then. Check them out, 1-800-GOT-JUNK. That's phone number or online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. All right, let's go to the text line here, and we are going to try to catch up here. Let's see. Sean says, try wearing an InfoWars shirt out. Most people love it, but you might get stabbed. Ooh, some merchandise. Is it like cool? Like I have a Farm Aid t-shirt I wear out a lot, but I only like it because it's a real old Farm Aid t-shirt. Do you have like an old... You have like an old InfoWars t-shirt, like before the lawsuit? This one here from unnamed texter said, Sean, tell Todd, great interview with Senator Tuberville last week. But what's up with the coach deal? I see his political ads and signage says Coach Tuberville. Tuberville literally sounded like he was recruiting a kid for school, especially when he mentioned the people he would have on staff, gave the impression he was recruiting a coaching staff as well. Does he feel Tuberville is going to use his playbook to run his campaign? I think that whole vibe and theme, texter, is going to be there. I mean, he wants people to call him coach. It's going to be the theme about the coach. Yes, I completely think that will be part of the patina of his campaign. So I think get used to the coach stuff. John says, does having permitless carry law make it safer and how? We can discuss that. We come back. Plus, Erica Thomas from 1819 News joins us all straight ahead on Midday Mobile.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 135 FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile. Glad to have you along. And this segment of the show brought to you by my buddy Jeff Stone at Stone Arms. Tell you what, I've told you about the kiosk there, right? If you've been thinking about getting a silencer, maybe you were like I was for years, had the manila file folder on my desk where I'd get part of it done and filled out. And you got to go over here to get, you know, your fingerprints. You got to go there to get the passport type photo. Then you have to fill out this other form. And it just didn't get done. Then you have to go to a notary, get the notary. It didn't get done. And Jeff heard me lamenting about it. And he said, dude, I've got it. I think he said, dude. Maybe he said, Sean. Sean, I've got a way to get this done really quickly. And I said, what are you talking about? He said, I got a kiosk in the store. So I go to the store. It's on my way home. He's just west of Snow on Airport. And you go in, and you go through this. It's like you put this information in. You press the button. It's like, go to next, and this. Then you put your fingerprints in, do the photo. It's all right there. It's streamlined. He said to expect 30 minutes. It took me 20, because I'm just that good. No, but it's real easy to use, real intuitive. Plus, if you get stopped at any point, Jeff or one of the crew there can help you go through the process. And this is what's great. So I get that done in 20 minutes. And of course, the old idea was you'd send off to get your green light for the silencer, and it could be months or years. Y'all, it was 2 weeks. 2 weeks. I get the note back, and bingo. I'm good to go. And the nice thing about that is a great selection of those silencers and the rifles and the handguns at Stone Arms. And plus, I want to point this out. So they got the gunsmith there. They can tap the rifle you already have to put the can on it, right? They can do that work. You can get fantastic new rifles like the one I got from ATAC. They're out of Loosedale. They're ready to go mounted on there to mount everything together. But I want to point out, too, that the gunsmithing that they do there, I've done everything from the modern sporting rifle that I may have just acquired to run that can on to my grandfather's 1936 Marlin 32 caliber it was a farm gun. You can imagine what it looked like. My grandfather was not one for aesthetics, held together with electrical tape and all that, but the gun's precious to me. I took it to them. They restored it. Fantastic job on it. So everything from a modern sporting rifle to a 32 caliber lever action that was my granddaddy's. That's the kind of work they do at Stone Arms. Jeff Stone's a great guy. His crew's great. And if you've been thinking about getting that silencer, make it happen today when you go see them. They're just a quarter mile west of Snow on Airport Boulevard. They're online at stonearmsinc.com. All right, and good to see in studio Erica Thomas from 1819 News. Yo.
Howdy, Sean.
Howdy, Erica. I like the fact that the water bottle and the dress match. You're coordinated.
I always do that.
You have cool water bottles, but mm-hmm. Is it always a direct match?
I try.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, pretty good.
I just ordered a new blue one because I didn't have a blue one. So now I'll have one from, I do that with sunglasses and my water bottle. It's very important.
The problem is storing those things. So I have like a couple, and then my children, and I only have so much cabinet space. I don't know what to do with them.
Well, I don't have children, so I have all that space all to myself.
Well, I'm going to come store some at your house. A lot to talk about, but I do want to start off with, can we, this, I mean, you come in here often and you tease stories that are going to be coming up later on 1819 News.
Yeah, that's my favorite thing to do.
Which is good because you and I both, you know, from the long history in electronic media, so we get a tease. Maybe print doesn't get it as much as us that came from TV radio.
But every time when I publish a story, like if it's my original story, 2 hours later, three TV stations have it. Mm-hmm. It's already been all over Facebook. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows the story. And there's really just not much to tell people. But I feel like if I can do a little preview of something, then I'm telling you something you don't know.
Yeah.
I definitely have that right now.
Well, so you just came from where?
I came from Fairhope. They had the hurricane preparedness event today at the Civic Center. It was from like 9 this morning to noon. So it was really neat. There was a lot of different, the Baldwin EMC Riviera was there. The Baldwin EMA was there. They're talking about, you know, what to expect this hurricane season, what the National Weather Service is saying about it, and what the city is doing in advance of this predicted above average. Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's 13 to 17 storms. Yeah.
Yeah. And so they had a very special guest there who I've known for all of my adult life, and that is meteorologist James Spann out of Birmingham.
I want to point out, when I was thinking about the list, like we're talking about for the Senate race, and that Bruce Pearl could step in, and people were talking about like the celebrity nature, who's a celebrity in Alabama who could step into those roles. You start looking at the top 10 list of people's names that could get them at least on the ballot quickly. Uh-huh. I think James Spann could be.
And it's so funny you say that because he is the furthest from political anything you could ever
I'm just thinking,
meet.
But I'm thinking about like Alabama brand names, right? You say Saban, Alabama. Everybody knows it. Tupperville, everybody knows it. James Spann, I mean, he's, you know, here we have our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. If he would have embraced, Doc, if you're listening, if he'd embraced social media and all that stuff, he'd be, those two guys are real meteorologists. James Spann just, you know, gets on camera. Dr. Bill didn't. But Spann is like people down here. Know him. He's a Birmingham thing.
Well, and a lot of people don't realize he's known all across the nation because he does cut-ins for, you know, Arizona, New York, just all over the place.
Does he really? Okay.
He is actually, he says it all the time. He doesn't sleep. And I did work with him for a while at ABC 3340 in Birmingham. So I saw it. For example, last night this morning, he woke up at 2:30 a.m. But they have an 11 o'clock show. You know, he gets done with his show at 11. So think about, I mean, he still had to drive home and then he doesn't sleep. He wakes up really early and he starts doing radio cut-ins all across the nation. So people know him everywhere.
Yeah. So even outside Alabama.
Yes.
But don't you agree?
Extremely.
Like you've known him. I've never met him, but you look at brand names in Alabama. Yeah. He's got one of those that people know.
He's like the Coca-Cola of meteorology.
I would agree with that. So he was in telling us to all move up to Birmingham, get away from the coast, or what did he say?
Yeah, no. he actually loves it down here. This is the second time he's been in Baldwin County this year. He was in Foley a couple months ago at the elementary school there, and then he came here for this, which he's always traveling all around the state. Like I said, he never sleeps,
yes.
So when school's out, he's not going to schools, but he's going to cities and different events like he did today. And it was just really neat to see him. And I know where his heart is in this weather thing. You know, he loves people. He loves every person that watches him. He wants to protect people. And he talked about that a lot. He actually got pretty emotional talking about Hurricane Sally because he said that was his big failure. Was the prediction of that hurricane. He said there was just a lot of things that went sideways, and you can definitely read more about that on the story at 1819news.com. It'll be published around 2 o'clock today. And so you'll get to hear about that and what his thoughts are on the hurricane prediction. And he does not really align with anything in particular with these predictions. He just doesn't believe that you can do that.
Yeah, Dr. Bill said something similar here. He doesn't say it's wrong, but he questions some of that.
Right. And that's kind of what Spann showed, you know, how the conditions have been exactly the same several times in the past. So he looked at historical predictions and showed this is an exact same setup that we had back in 2014 or 2007. And this year there was a horrible hurricane, there was a bunch of stuff, and then this other year with the exact same setup, there was nothing. Nothing.
Yeah, and even sometimes we have storms that they don't hit land. Yeah. They were a hurricane, they happened. Right. Yeah. And they just grazed the coast, or they didn't hit land at all. I mean, we all say it's a big hurricane season when the hurricane hits your house.
Right.
No matter what happened elsewhere. Mm-hmm. But
the one thing that he did say is no matter what year it is, you know, during hurricane season, we all have to be prepared. We all have to have a plan. You know, that's his thing where he's pointing. He's like, you have to have a plan.
That's right.
So everyone still needs to know what they're going to do if something happens. Like for me, I'm going to hightail it. Bye. You know, because I've never lived through a hurricane.
We got you.
Yeah, I'm.
You got friends. We're good.
I've got family in North Alabama. I'm scared of it. Like, East really, because I've really just never experienced it. But I do know the power of Mother Nature and what can happen. And I do not want. I think everybody should really seriously have an evacuation plan.
Sure.
And so that's what I'm going to do.
Okay, you're evacuating. And here's the thing, though. There's a subtlety as we get you settled into our world here. Just watch us here, because there's some storms. And when they say, well, we're going to evacuate these areas, certain areas need to evacuate even on smaller hurricanes.
Yeah.
It depends on where, you know, what the flooding concerns are, where you are. But, you know, when they draw these big lines, I get bothered because I'm like, well, they actually are on some real high ground, and this person over there is on low ground, so it's different. Also, there's certain storms, when they get to a certain strength, even those of us that are got salt in our, you know, salt in our shoes down here, we'll say, yeah, that's real big. That's going to be a lot. But there's a lot of, I don't know, it's just interesting the way they draw, and a lot of times the insurance companies, all that, draw these, I feel, ham-fisted maps. Mm-hmm. Because you could be somewhere in South Mobile County and actually have some elevation. And then a half mile away, that person needs to go because the storm surge is going to take them out. So it's, you know, it's not just knowing where you live, know your geography, those kind of things.
And that's the thing, too. I don't want to be caught up in that last-minute crowd that's, like, getting out and traffic's bad. I would just rather plan ahead, get out as soon as I can. And I do have the things that you put over your window. I have no clue how they work. I talked to a roofing guy today about that. I was like, there's some things in my attic. they came with the house. There's some things in my attic. And they say, if it gets real, put those on there. I'm like, okay. I would have no clue. So my goal
this weekend you need to
is to figure that out. Yes, I'm going to get them out of the attic. I'm going to drag them out. I don't think they're that heavy.
You got to number them. I don't know which kind you have, but like...
They're canvas.
Okay, those are good. Those are real good. And one of the keys here... Mm-hmm. Hold on. I know we got a gigantic audience listening to us right now, but Eric and I are talking. to go on your windows and say, this one is number one. It goes with number one window. If you have some way to number them, because they don't... I don't know if all your windows are the same size, but houses I've had, they're different. I always kept... This is the cover for the number one window. And here's number one window. It goes number one cover. Number two goes number two. Some are obvious. This one's way bigger than this. But sometimes you have some that are close in size or whatever. And you know what? When you're stressing out and the storm's coming, you need to take... So number them, correlate the cover to the window.
That's a really good idea. And I think, Sean, like you said, it's me and you talking, but there's so many people that have moved down here in the past few years. They've never experienced this. They're just like me. Kind of ignorant to what's going to happen and scared because, you know, if somebody moves to where I'm from, McCalla, close to Tuscaloosa, they might be scared of a tornado.
Yeah.
You know, what do you do then? I would be totally aware of what to do in that situation. But a hurricane, I don't have the experience. I don't know what it's like. I don't know what it's like at grocery stores or how the roads flood. Or
don't start with the grocery stores.
Yeah, and he provided some data from 2020 with Sally, and I think Orange Beach got 30 inches of rain. I can't imagine that.
Yeah, and over towards Lillian, to the northeast of there, it was Lillian had it even the worst.
That is just... I'm so glad that there were no deaths here, you know, from that. That is a real blessing and a testament to how smart the people down here are and how aware they are and how good they listen. And so that's going to be the big thing. And that's what James Spann was saying. Just be prepared. Know what's coming as best you can. And so, yeah, I'm going to call the roofing guy and this weekend ask him to come show me how to do that.
No, that's good. And number those up. Yeah, be to where you can do that. even if you need to record something on your phone that shows you how to do it, like, so when you're stressed, you figure it out quickly. Also, I got to ask you this. After working with him, because there are other meteorologists, and there's other meteorologists that have some social media presence, but he's the Mac Daddy of it. Is it, he seems to be a genuinely good dude. I mean, is that what's coming, like, why he's catapulted beyond the others in our state? I don't know, but
he truly does care. And he's that guy that he'll say, this tornado's coming around County Road 5, you know, right past East Aboga Church or whatever. I mean, he'll say landmarks that you've you know, if you live
like
there.
Like my buddy Jason Smith here. You got homeboys and homegirls that know where stuff is.
He knows that. And the reason he knows that is because he's been everywhere he's gone around. But when it comes to genuinely caring about people, this is my story. My mother was diagnosed with cancer for the second time in 2011. I was working in Columbus, Georgia at WTVM. And she was a huge James Spann fan. I had never met him, didn't know him, but he was our sister station at 3340. And so I emailed him and I said, my mom's got to go to UAB. She has colorectal cancer. It's very bad. She's a huge fan of yours. And I was just wondering if you could, you know, maybe send her a message and I'll take it to her, or a video or something. Mm-hmm. And he said, when is she going to be there? I told him. The man showed up at the hospital.
What?
Took photos with my mom right after she got out of recovery.
Oh, wow.
Hugged her, comforted her, prayed with her. He's a faithful man. He teaches Sunday school. He's into church and into Jesus, and he has the same faith we have. So they prayed together. You know, it brought tears to her eyes, and it was just a very touching moment, and that's the moment I realized this man just drove all the way from Hoover to downtown Birmingham in the middle of his day, after he visited a school, and then before he had to go back to work and do 6 hours of TV. And he took his time to do that. I can't even imagine. If y'all have ever gone to UAB, you know parking is just a nightmare. And he sure did. He came. He saw my mom. I mean, I get emotional just thinking about that, because it really uplifted her. And when you're in that kind of situation, that dire of a situation, you need something to uplift you. And it was actually a lot of hard work for him to come and do that. And so it just meant the world to me and my family. And I got to work with him after that. It was just less than a year after that that I started working at 3340. And I got to see him and how he dealt with people. You know, the really bad storms on April 27th, 2011 had just happened. And he would go into subdivisions there and just he was in awe of what had happened. He wanted to help every single person. So he really is like a great, great person. He doesn't get into all the political stuff. He's just who he is. In my story at 2, he will talk about his thoughts on the renaming
of the Gulf
of America.
Jimmy Hustle Spann. Actually, hold on a second. We might have a minute or two here when we wrap up. Our guest, Erica Thomas from 1819 News.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, welcome back. Midday Mobile, glad to have you here. And good time to check in with my buddy Blaine Price at Parish Tractor in Robertsdale. And you and I talked earlier about it. You're putting packages together and making deals. What's this deal here on the L-Series tractors?
Yeah, so right now on our L-Series compact tractors, buy any of our L-Series with at least 2 of our Land Pride implements. You get the zero interest financing, but also we're going to throw in a 7x20 trailer for free on that deal to form up that package for you.
Got my attention there. This is going on right now. Y'all, I'm going to ask you a dumb question, but I'm going to ask it. You got the tractors? If everybody shows up today, you got tractors for them?
We got the tractors. We got all the implements in Land Pride. We also still, we've got a lot of RTVs that have been showing up, the Kubota side-by-sides in the gas and diesel. I noticed we unloaded several trucks last week of those RTVs, all the new models in stock in those. And, of course, we got plenty of zero turns with zero interest financing on them as well.
Okay. Next question is, how do we find you?
We're right here at Paris Tractor in the middle of Robertsdale on Highway 59. Come by see us Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturdays 8 till 12. Or you can give us a call at 251-947-4171.
Hey, thank you, Blaine.
Thanks, Sean.
All right. There's Blaine Price at Paris Tractor in Robertsdale. A minute or two left here with the extended tease for the story that's going to pop up at 1819news.com here in just about 3 minutes or so.
Yeah. Jeff right? did his job right then.
Well, there you go. By the way, too, Ben had texted in and said, good way for your numbering on your covers. Start at the front door and go right with your numbering system.
Okay.
And then you go right. I know it sounds like a silly thing I'm saying, but it works because you have different size windows and they don't all, like this one goes with this window, that one goes with that window.
Especially if you have to do it in a hurry. And
yeah, it's cool when you do it that way.
Do everything in a hurry, so.
Yeah, you do it like bing, 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 you get that up and it's, you know, it's done.
Thank you for that tip.
So there's our, listen, hang around to us.
Yeah.
We got you.
I mean.
We got tips.
I got so much to learn about hurricanes and Mardi Gras, so.
Yeah, I have two things that
actually learned a lot about Mardi Gras. I've been here 2.5 years now. I have no excuse to not know all about that.
Yeah.
I've been to parades. I've been to balls. It's been great. And I'm kind of proud of it now. Like, I kind of like that we have that flair.
Are you going to talk trash to other people? Like, well, where I'm from.
Yeah, probably not, because like when I moved down here, I really wasn't sure what it was or what the purpose was. And, you know.
There's no purpose. That's what the purpose is.
My family's like Southern Baptist, and they're like, Mardi Gras, you know. I'll probably just post pictures online and look like I'm having fun.
There you go. There she is, Erica Thomas, 1819news.com. Check out her work over there, and soon to hit here in a minute and a half, the story about James Spann. Thank you.
It's going to be a good one.
All right, good stuff. God we'll bless. Talk to you next week. Paul Feinbaum, I guess I'm going to let him take over next.